Yeah, happy election day, at least for 705,000 residents and about, I don't know, what, 400,000 voters, I think, in the 18th congressional district.
You know, John, and it's a good point. I mean, the fact is, it's a congressional district, and
Right.
it has gotten national attention. Is it because it's the only election going on in the country, or has this become some sort of a bigger political issue?
Well, I think both of those and the fact that it's the first congressional election of 2018, and everybody is looking to see, is there a wave election that will spread across the country, Pennsylvania, and I guess you guys that are down there in sunny Florida, the wave will be in Florida too. If it's going to be up here, it's there. It has to be, because the wave is designed, essentially, that's what people believe, to take Republicans out of Congress and put Democrats in. A switch of about 25 seats will get, and this is a Republican seat we're talking about here in Pittsburgh today, a switch of 25 seats is all it takes for the Democrats to take control of the U.S. House of Representatives. So it's very important to both parties. It's why they've spent so much money and why the national eyes are on Pittsburgh today.
John, this is the seat, as you well know, vacated by Tim Murphy, and it pays what a year, roughly?
Pays about $175,000 a year. And they
And
have spent
how
close
much
to,
has been spent?
yeah, you're going where I'm going there. $15 million, we think. It could be more than that when the total bills are tallied. It's a heck of a lot of money for a job that pays what it pays. But mind you, a lot of these groups they realize that this is a message-making election today. And because it's a message-making election, there's been so much outside money thrown at it that it just boggles the mind when you think about it.
Connor Lamb, 33-year-old former federal prosecutor from Mount Lebanon, and a very distinguished record for Rick Saccone. Who wins today, John?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, the fact is, this is an up-in-the-air election. Nobody really knows who's going to turn out. We've seen polls in the last, number of days showing that Lamb is ahead. But again, it's all predicated on an assumption of who's going to vote. The assumption is that the Democrats are more energized, that the Democrats can't stand Trump, and they're going to come out and vote against the guy who is the Trump person, Rick Saccone, and they're going to elect the anti-Trump, and that, of course, is Connor Lamb. But, certainly the president coming in, the president's son was here yesterday. The whole notion on their part for coming is to rev up the Trump voters. And this is a Trump district, and if their vote comes out, then Rick Saccone certainly has a shot at winning. So this is a bit of a nail biter, and I think it's going to be fun to watch.